I asked the question, okay, where do people want to live? Well, immediately, many people are going to say California. All right, but they can't go to California, can they? Unless they're willing to pay $750,000 for a starter house. So that if they're not going to California, where else? Where are the emerging areas? And, you know, the three states I like most, although I could probably increase this to six or seven, but certainly North Carolina, Florida, Texas, Georgia, and South Carolina, I might throw in. I've seen some good things happening in Tennessee, and I'm sure there are other areas. These are geographic regions of the country that still show enormous growth, both from what we were calling the creative class, the young, upwardly mobile professional folks, as well as the retirees, that emerging demographic that's going to double during the next 15 years. So you look at an area and say, is it a place people want to live? Is it a place that is attracting jobs? Is it a place that's attracting retirees? You look for the demographics that are going to be growing over the next 15 or 20 years, and you try to find those places where the people in those demographics are going to move, and that shows you some emerging growth. The next criteria is, can those properties be purchased at a reasonable price? For example, I mentioned Tennessee and North Carolina and Florida and Texas. Each of those areas offer single-family houses of good quality for less than $200,000, and in some cases, even in the low 100s. These properties will often rent for anywhere from $800 to $1,200 a month. So that, in some cases, will give you enough to cover every expense. More likely, if it's a quality property, you might be out of pocket at the beginning with a 90% loan to value ratio, a couple hundred dollars a month per townhouse or per single family house or per condo unit. But over time, you expect above average appreciation. You won't get Indiana. If you're in North Carolina or Texas or Florida, due to the emerging demographics, the job growth, the population growth, these areas can expect to grow faster. So you'll get more in appreciation, but you won't get as much cash flow as if you went to one of the cash flow states that shows no appreciation. So it's kind of a trade-off. But as I said, this is sort of the optimal approach that many investors are now finding attractive.
How do you find that information out?
Well, you can go to realtor.com or loopnet.com and go through properties that are for sale in those areas and get a feel for what the price is. And if they're multi-unit, like 4-unit, 8-unit, 12-unit buildings, it will typically have a rent roll or at least have a real estate agent's name that you can call to find out what the rent roll is. But there are numerous firms who are actually marketing properties to investors out of state and then offering turnkey management services.